When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
Saskatchewan, welcome back inside the Sports Cage. A day after the CFL draft. We're talking about what the Riders did, and a lot of people excited. You can always join in on the Capital Ford Lincoln text line, 306-936-6262. All right, we're going to switch it up here a bit because I like being fluid. Is that what the kids are talking about these days, Bidzy? And it's this feature is Where Are They Now for Floor Coverings International. For new floors, choose the highest rated company in the country, Floor Coverings International. The stars of flooring. Visit fclfloors.com today. Now, where are they now is a different twist today because we are going out again on the Western Pizza guest hotline and joined by second round pick for our Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Nick Wiebe. Nick Wiebe, you are getting ready to go on an airplane right now back to Saski, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Actually, I'm heading to the dog's breakfast right now.
Right on. Okay, let's go through the last 24 hours for you and that, like, that video of Coach Mace giving you the call on FaceTime. That's gone viral. What's it been like for you?
It's truly, I don't have a lot of words for it. I've been speechless for the last 24 hours. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind when you get the call from a guy like Coach Mace is the stature of the organization you're going to. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are a first-class organization, obviously, in the CFL. They have the best fan base. They have the best facilities, and a lot of time they have the best team. And I think it's such a blessing to be a part of that and such an amazing thing to get a call from a guy like Coach Mace and kind of be integrated in that culture.
Nick, it's Bidzy here in Saskatoon. You and I have done a lot of things on television before. This is our first radio interaction, but we've done a lot of stuff with formerly with Global Sports. And first off, I just want to say congratulations. Great that you're staying here. Is it going to be weird going to the camp? Or maybe it's going to be a good thing going into camp. And here at Griffith Stadium, looking right out the top floor here at the Holiday Inn across the street. Having camp here in Saskatoon, you're going to be a rookie coming to camp. You're going to be telling some of the veterans, well, maybe not the veterans, but some of the other new guys, where to go, because you're going to know all this is all going to be secondhand to you. Where you know where you go, where's the locker room, where's the ice machine, where do you go for all this stuff? Maybe just talk about the fact of staying home. Well, it isn't home for you because your home is in Alberta, but close to home here in your home province for football, if you will, right here in Saskatchewan. When you heard you were getting drafted by the Riders, you're going to be a member of the Riders family, just your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, I was joking with Coach Mace last night on that FaceTime call that I might get my old locker back in the locker room there for training camp. But it sounds like I'm going to be a bit of a Sask resident here. Obviously, spent the last three with the dogs, and now coming out to the Riders. And obviously, such a first class organization, you want to make the most of it and be there for as long as possible. But I'm so excited to get in with a team and obviously kind of having the familiarity of being at Griffiths and kind of in the locker room that I've played the last 3 years in. There's a bit of a comfortability aspect that comes with that. Just kind of integrate myself with the team, kind of, you know, have that comfort while also being in a completely new locker room and a new group of guys. So I think it's going to be awesome to just kind of be around even the boys that I've played with the last 3 years. Obviously, they still have their runs and their lifts right out of Griffiths there while the Riders are in there. So it'll be good to have those guys around while I'm also with my new team. You know, it's just kind of a good mix of old and new, kind of in the same thing for the training camp this year.
Okay, probably the question everyone is in lighting up the text line with: how is the rehab going and everything in that respect?
Don't worry, Rider Nation, guys. I will be back this year. I'm way ahead in the rehab schedule here. I'm feeling really good. I've had a really, really good team in Saskatoon helping me out with our strength coach and Joel Lipinski with the Huskies, and then Mitch Dahl is my physio guy. So I'm way ahead in the rehab. I'm sprinting. I'm doing all the stuff right now, guys. So it's all going really well, and I should be. Barring any crazy setbacks, I should be back this year and ready to knock some heads out of green.
Oh, people are going to be excited to hear that. Real excited. Talking with Riders second round draft pick yesterday, Nick Wiebe, on the Western Pizza guest hotline. Now, when it comes to your game, and you know, when the Huskies make a run, I guess I'm from Saskatoon, so it's hard to. Everybody gets behind them. We watched you play. Unbelievable player. Is there somebody that you kind of mimic their game, or you want to model your game after, Nick?
I think it's easy to kind of look around professional football and find a lot of guys you want to take pieces of. Obviously, I know that I'm my own individual linebacker at the end of the day, so I'm not going to be exactly like any guy that might be out there. You know, you have to kind of make your own mold as well. But guys like, obviously, Larry Dean, guy who flew around on that Rider defense for so long, it's really hard to look past a guy like Micah Tights and Fred Warner in the NFL. Guys like that who get downhill and get to the ball with some bad intentions are guys that I obviously have looked at a lot for my game and play with that physical style of football that I think a Saskatchewan football player should always play with. So I think kind of bringing that grit to the game, that physicality that Saskatchewan I think can hang their hat on is a really important thing in my game. It's something I've looked at and looked for and guys I've looked up to in professional football for a really long time.
Nick, I got a quick one for you here before we let you go. It's a two-parter. It's a twofer. It's a twofer. All right. It's a two-parter. First one is, have you heard from your old roommate with the U of S Huskies, quarterback Mason Nias for the U of S Huskies. I know you guys are roommates. He's from Regina, so he must be jacked that you're now going to be a member of the Riders. And the second part is, are you excited to be in such a football city, a football province, where, you know, it is a big deal? You're in a big market here. You're not in, you know, maybe like Toronto or someplace where it's on the second page. This is front page here. Are you excited that you're under a bit more of a microscope here and where people are a little more jacked about the team?
Absolutely. I actually was on the phone with Mason's parents last night, Kathy and Perry. They obviously are still in Regina. Mace is out living with his girlfriend in Vancouver these days, but obviously his parents are still out in Regina, and they were super fired up to have me in Regina, and then kind of for me to move obviously south. I was on the phone with Mace obviously last night too. He's still a very, very close friend of mine, so we always stay in contact about these kind of things. And the first thing he said was 43 to the QC was the text that I got from him. So I was everyone's fired up from that family. I'm super excited to get down there and see them and have them at games, hopefully. And then to answer the second part, obviously I think everybody who goes to a program or a franchise like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, you play football to be in the limelight. You play football to have a fan base that cares. And having a fan base like the Rider fan base, the Riderville, the best fan base in the CFL, it's a really cool thing to be a part of, to kind of have that and to be part of such a special football culture that is Saskatchewan. Obviously, being in Saskatoon the past 3 years, I've kind of had a little bit of an introduction with that with the Husky football team, and like you said, the way that the community of Saskatoon rallies around that Dogs team when we make a bit of a run. So I've kind of had an introduction to it, but obviously now I'm getting thrown in the fire to it with Riderville, and I couldn't be happier to be a part of such a historic franchise and such an amazing fan base.
I got to say, yeah, you know, a big pair calls you on the phone, you always answer, right? And then,
of course.
Yeah, Mason Nystuhl, boys, he's getting ready to represent Canada with Kyle Siemens, right? They're going to Finland for the World Flag Football. I was actually talking to Kyle at a family gathering a couple weekends ago. Okay, you get on that airplane, you get to the Dogs breakfast and get to Saskatoon. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of handshakes and congratulations. And I got to say, Nick, you can just tell in your voice that you are so excited for this, and it's been a pleasure to chat with you for the first time.
I appreciate you guys having me on. This has been awesome. I'm just fired up to be part of Ryderville and get going in the green and white here.
Right on. Okay, travel safe, Nick. We'll catch up with you again. That's Riders' second round draft pick, Nick Weeb, joining us as he gets ready to fly to Saskatoon in minutes to take in the Dogs breakfast where Bidzy is. Bidzy, you and I, we've interviewed thousands of people throughout our time. Not to be like, oh, we've interviewed a lot of people, but I'm just saying,
we're just saying we're old. Yeah, we're veterans.
Old veterans. you don't get a lot of excitement like that. Maybe, you know, like there's a bantam draft kid in the WHL or whatever, but you can feel it. And Rider Nation,
genuine.
I'm sure, genuine. That's the word I'm looking for, right?
Yeah. It's a genuine enthusiasm that he has in his voice. You can tell it. You can sense it. And I know Nick a little bit, as I said at the start of this, covering the U of S Huskies here in Saskatoon. And I knew that actually him and Mason were roommates. And Mason being a Regina guy, I just knew that they'd be so fired up for this whole thing. But, I mean, take that all away. If you want to be in a big market for CFL football, there is no bigger market in the country than the Riders. So why wouldn't you be jacked up? I mean, where the fans really care, where the fans get into it so much, like, yeah, you can tell he is fired up to be a part of the green and white family, and it's reciprocated from everybody right back to him. Nick is a beauty, by the way. He's a great personality, always smiling, but on the field he can turn it up and get nasty.
That's one I didn't want to take him too long because he needed to get on the plane, but that's the one thing, like, you watch. Watch him play. He is smash mouth football, angry, yep, violent, just the perfect player you want. And then you talk to him, and I almost feel like I could leave my kids with him for the night. He just seems like a great guy.
Be a great babysitter. Yeah. No, he just, with that smile on his face, though, is genuine, right? And then there's a lot of guys like that in a lot of sports. You know, this, when they strap on that uniform, they take on their extra or different or second persona. And he's like that. Otherwise, he is always smiling, easygoing guy, but on the field, straps on the chin strap, and then he wants to go right down Main Street and knock you out.
Knock you out. Good night, Jim Kite. Yeah, and he's a Sasky guy now. Okay, a lot going on, Rider Nation and Sports Cage fans. You can just always text us what you think on the CFL draft and what the Riders did, and you got to get excited after hearing that Nick Weeb interview. That guy is an absolute beauty, as Bidzy said. 936-6262. Time for a break. It is the all-new Sports Cage on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.